Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, Lorraine Valente and I discuss targeting, evidence, and travel, state to state, vandalism. You name it, Lorraine's been through it. You can call into the show live and ask a question and get involved at 800-313-9443. Or you can listen at 605-313-0163. And now, Lorraine, how you doing, hon?
Hi, Frank. I'm okay under the circumstances, but thank you so much for having me. And
it's a pleasure.
Well, I guess under the heading, the primary heading of how targeting follows from state to state and or country to country. I mean, I can't validate that, but I'm sure that's true. There are so many subtopics and like a little potpourri between the community stalking, the slander campaign, vandalism, theft, and then, of course, you know, through all of this, filing police reports and gathering evidence and filing police reports. So, you know, I moved from New Jersey, where I lived for 30 years in the same home. And then when I finally did sell my home, moved to a rural Kentucky. There are approximately 800-900 people here. I have a lot of property, a lot of land, so there, I don't have a neighbor that's close by. Like, I actually can't see a neighbor. But when I moved here, it was amazing how things just picked up where they left off in New Jersey, you know, all these states away. You know, the stalking, the horns honking, the brighting, the vandalism, profound level of vandalism. Some people, you know, are aware. I've spoken to them and on other calls about it. And I believe that the vandalism is so profound when you own a home compared to when you rent. When you rent, you don't own the four walls. You're not required to pay property taxes. You're not required to upkeep your property because it doesn't belong to you. But when you own a home, it's a major investment. Some people have mortgages. And so you're paying a mortgage, you're paying property taxes, and you're required to maintain the property, especially if you live in suburbia, you know, or in the city. Your property affects the value of other people's property. And, of course, neighbors can complain if you don't maintain your property in certain states.
Yes.
Are you familiar with this?
I am very familiar, and I just wanted to get back to the point that you were making on moving and it not making any difference. People,
yes.
We have people that have moved. We have Marilyn from Ohio. She's moved to Morocco, and she's moved all over the place, and it follows her. So she's dug in for a fight in Ohio, and she's had enough.
Yes, yeah, I've heard her speak before about it, and others who have moved. I've read several books, and people suggest, other targeted folks suggest that you should not move for 2 years. And now I really understand why. I mean, of course, I lived in New Jersey for 30 years, but for 2 years, within a two-year time frame, wherever you're moving to, you know, the slander campaign that's set up before you get there and while you're there, they'll actually go door to door. You know, they go through InfraGuard, you know, the community sheeple people that report to the FBI. And they'll go through neighborhoods. And, you know, these private contractors devise a slander campaign. And it's different in each state. Well, it could be. I absolutely believe that the slander campaign against me here is extremely different than it was in New Jersey because the population is different. But I did not want to believe that it was going to follow me. Or if it did, that it would be minimal. But that's just not the case. It's not only, I feel like it is increased in scope, it is condensed. Like whatever happened to me in New Jersey over a period of several years has been condensed into the same script, but amped up. So I moved here the end of May, and now it's, I'm almost here a year, but they have murdered 16 of my nonprofit sanctuary rescue cats. They've broken into my house several times, stolen so many items. You know, of course, they do the stupid things like moving things around, but I don't really care about that. But they have bore holes and burned my walls, floors. They've damaged every new appliance. And I'll just repeat that when I moved here, I was living in my car for 6 weeks. So I was waiting for my cabin to be delivered. And the...
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It was rough. It was really rough. I moved from a 5-bedroom home, very comfortable, so I was sleeping in my car and living out of a pod and a garage.
That's a big switch. I don't think I could get used to that.
It was huge. I felt like, I had been watching the tiny home movement and prepping and all that. I feel like I was prepared for it. And my targeting did subside, although I do recall noticing on the highway people following us. I mean, of course, you could say, oh, well, that can't be true. But it was. Every time, I stopped for coffee or whatever, there was somebody sitting there watching.
We have Melissa from Georgia, and we have Richard, who's a regular on here from North Carolina. Ladies first, Melissa would like to ask you a question or two. Go ahead,
certainly.
Melissa.
Oh, is it me?
No.
Hi.
Yeah,
Melissa.
It's you.
Hi. I have something to suggest with, the following. What I noticed, because it's been I've been, a targeted individual for 8 years now. I actually get voiced to school, too, 24 hours a day, which is a bit of a drag. But taking the phone apart, I noticed that there's a big difference. Like, if you're traveling, if you can take your phone apart or turn it off somehow, and it helps with them follow you. There's something to do with your phone as well.
Hey, Jacobus. Right, you're right.
Yeah, it has something to do with it, because I noticed that before, because I would, go to places, to eat or whatever, and they'd, randomly be talking about something about me. And over the 8 years, I've just gotten kind of used to it, street theater or whatever it is. But I noticed that if I take the phone apart, it wouldn't happen. As much. So it's helpful.
They do track by with the phone. Generally, I don't carry my phone with me. I'm not attached to it the way some people are. In fact, I don't really like my phone.
Another thing, too, is big glasses, like sunglasses or floppy hats. Because they are told, what you look like, too. So,
yes, that's a good
helpful.
Point.
It's helpful to, wear floppy hats and sunglasses.
Yes, and in fact, another targeted person, Michael Barden, has an eBay store, Hats Around the World, and I just bought 2 hats from him. I'm investing in hats and sunglasses for sure.
No, it's sad that we have to do that, but as long as you can keep a good sense of humor I think it's most important. But
these are good suggestions.
I literally have voice to school 24 hours a day for 8 years.
Oh, sorry.
24, it's a bit of a drag, really is. And have cameras in my eyes, or whatever it is, neural monitoring. I read, like, welding glasses. When I put welding glasses on, I hear people in my mind actually say, Melissa Wasserman, take your welding glasses off. You know?
Oh, my goodness.
No, yeah. I know.
Well, the principle actually behind that is to block off everything that they use. They're using your vision, so you block that off. They're using your hearing, so put Dave Case's CD on, you know, at a tolerable level. And you have potentially blocked out all of their input. But you know what's going on.
Yeah, but they still talk, though, you know.
Oh,
they
yeah.
put the welding glasses on, they still, you know, they don't stop talking. And what's really aggravating is that they see out of my son's eyes.
Well,
and they love to mention it. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do about that. That's disheartening to me.
Right. I think they'd be encouraged to leave if they don't have any input. Unfortunately, we can't do that all day long. So we come up with a time where, they can see and hear again, you know? Okay, Melissa, we have Richard from North Carolina. Richard, come on in.
Hi, guys. Hi, I'm okay.
Hi, Richard.
Doing well. Hello.
Hi, Richard.
Hello. I just wanted to add to the movement thing briefly, and that is that, well, I did the same. I left home, stayed gone on the road for a year and a half, about 12 different states, and a week or two here and a week or two there. And even the people that I was around at the other places realized something was wrong. Some of the people got caught. They would rent rooms where I stayed at the motels and such, but traveled around, got back to North Carolina, and well, they got back about the same time I did, so it was a wasted trip. And also, I'd like to say that anything you own that is coded, your car, your keys to your car, your cameras, your computers, your television, anything that you have, phones that are coded and have a certain code or ID number, they can be traced and they can be connected to and used for GPS as far as tracking you anywhere. And in some cases, of course, we know that technologies allow for the chipping and such as that. So going away from the home is what everyone wants to do. That's what they, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here. But the main thing is to plant your feet, figure out what and how they're doing what they can as best you can. And, well, let's figure out how to do a little fighting back. And
that's the thing is to, like, I guess public awareness, you know, or, how do you combat it, I guess, is what.
What do you think, Lorraine?
Since I got here, I've been collecting a lot of evidence. I think, you know, when you move, they think that you're not going to start up quickly. But I've become hyper-aware and started to photograph people just driving by. I live in a very rural, remote area. So I thought it was really bizarre that 20, 30 cars could be driving by on a regular basis. So I started photographing them, and it turns out that some of them turned out to be perpetrators, and I caught license plates, and now I have names of people. So, you know, you just have to photograph everything. I had people driving into my driveway and just sitting there, flashing their lights, bold, really bold. I mean, in New Jersey, it was a little different because, you know, the houses are surrounding you. So I would look out my front door, and I could literally see a neighbor to the left, to the right, three in the front. go in the backyard. I could see three or four in the backyard. But here, I walk out my front door, I don't see anybody. So to have, you know, 30 cars driving back and forth and then pulling into your driveway, performing U-turns, it was just, it was incredible. And I knew that it had started up all over again.
Yeah, and what I noticed, too, is there's usually different plates on the front and the back.
Well, what I've noticed here is you've got the regular, you know, the country folk that live here. They've got license plates sometimes in the front and the back. And then, of course, you've got the higher level people with the blackened windows and the $60,000 vehicles, and they only have a license plate in the back because they don't want you. They're tailgating you, right? So they're tailgating you. They don't want you to see their license plate. So those are the ones that are usually driving back and forth at night. And then, of course, you know, in the middle of the day, you know, they take turns. But I photograph what I can, videos, and, you know, I post some of it on Facebook. I've got two Facebook pages. One is called Targeted Pets, and one is called Community Stalking Vandalism Mobbing Patterns.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to have a Facebook or email account.
Lorraine, we have Mike from Buffalo would like
to join
us and ask you a question.
Sure.
Go ahead, Mike.
All of you probably know me, or at least you two do. And I don't know if I really have a question, but I'm glad to hear the both of you bringing up this topic separately from electronic harassment or whatever else, because this is the topic, this is the crime that you can get the most objective evidence on. And when the people that have been doing this to all of us realize that they are now being the ones that are observed and recorded, they tend to back off. Some of them are too foolish, they don't back off. But a lot of times when you bring enough evidence to the police, hopefully they'll be able to follow through with whatever you need and help you out. It's a hard call, I know that. But I've had this for over 20 years, maybe 25 years, moved a lot of different places. It's continued. I have my apartment entered. I have all kinds of things that go on here. I have people from all ages that do all kinds of nonsense to me daily. And be careful of subliminals, people trying to influence you using things that are not too easily perceived or very, very, very softly heard. You might try to record your own environment, because I notice that goes on a lot of times. I have that here. And, you know, it's just so many things, so many layers of it, that it's hard to get it all into one short call or even a week's worth.
You're right. There are so many layers. And with regard...
Okay, we're coming up on commercial, folks. Everybody, hold on. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, Lorraine Valente and I discuss targeting, evidence, and state-to-state travel, and how it will help you or not help you. And you can call into the show live and ask a question and get involved at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, I just wanted to slip this in. We have a chat, a brand new one, associated with the show, and if you have a computer, just type in meet.google.com/ YTZ-RECO, RECO-BIA. And that will take you right to the chat. Okay, guys, I think you are speaking, Mike, and it's so great to have you on here.
I don't want to take up too much time.
Oh, no,
I just wanted to call in and say hello, and I'm glad to hear that you're doing it, as a separate topic, and it's probably the most... it's the easiest one for us to get a foothold and establish what's been going on, because it's been going on for so many years. I was in 6 northeastern states, at least 14 towns and cities in 2 Canadian provinces, and this went on.
Wow. Yeah, it's Mike is a mainstay in the community.
It's a lot.
And he has been steadfast throughout this whole fight, and he is part of the war, him and Sophie. He's got a wonderful.
we kind of had to back off a little bit because it does get a little much after several years of especially of hosting calls and talking to people. No offense to them, but it is always a heavy topic, and you're trying to deal with your own issues as well. And now we have, if anyone's noticed, we have the apocalyptic pandemic of COVID-19 here. And all, if you've noticed along with it, there is no reduction of activity by this these people. None.
That's a very good point. That is
very
good point.
And one of the reasons One of the reasons I believe is that they feed off of these kind of things. They feed off of chaos or evil and the lack of structure and the opportunity. It's like an opportunistic infection. If you want to talk about it, it's an opportunistic infection. They feed off of people who are good people or innocent people. These are not any kind of criminals. They're actually, it's the opposite. And they wait for this chance, and they'll do it. Look at how many. Lorraine, I don't have any questions for you. I just wanted to say again how sorry I am about all the loss that you've had and of your animals, your pets, they're actually your family members, and the monetary losses. Incredible.
Thank you.
And it is a very different situation, not to put down renters by any means, because I'm a renter. It hurts when they try to damage your personal effects and things that are near and dear to you and your pets and whatever, and when you're a renter. But when you're a property owner, it's almost a triple slap in the face, because you're trying to keep up your property, which I've never had, trying to keep up your property, and you're paying taxes, and yet this is going to happen.
Absolutely. It's a double whammy. And you know, when you own, like, a vehicle, you know, because you know that they target your vehicle, too, these are investments. A home is an investment. It's a financial investment. If you have a mortgage that you're paying off, and the property taxes and the upkeep of landscaping and trees and plumbing and all of that, this is, you know, all of a homeowner's responsibility. Yes. Those are
It's an investment of the people around you, the people that you live nearby, you know, in your community. And they don't look at it that way at all. They just want to keep on doing whatever they're doing.
Yes. Well, you know what? I believe that not only this is a hate crime, and we need to look at it as a hate crime, we are being trafficked, as a hate crime, these are prosecutable and provable offenses.
Yes.
We can collect evidence of this proof. I can't always collect evidence of my physical targeting other than photographs. I can't tell people... Well, you know, today, as I was walking, I get, a zap to the back of my leg. Okay, you know what they're going to say. I've got the mark to prove it, but I can't prove what direction and what the radio frequency is. But I can prove when somebody pulls into my driveway and waits there for it half an hour, because I've got a photo. I can prove it when somebody drives up to my front door, doesn't open up their windows, and waits for me to come out so that they can photograph me.
Correct.
I could photograph them back. And these are provable things. And these are reportable to the police department.
Right.
If the police does not, this is part of what I wanted to mention also, when you file a police report, they will generally falsify the report, you know, kind of dismiss it. It's not important. But when you receive a copy of the report that you request via OPRA, Open Public Records Act, you're entitled to...
Once again, Lorraine, we have station identification. We'll be back shortly. Thank you so much for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names, and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Good evening, Austin. My name is Frank Allen. Welcome back. Tonight we have Lorraine Valente, and we are discussing targeting, evidence thereto, and state-to-state migration, and the lack of benefit. And we have Melissa from Georgia. We have Richard from North Carolina. And I think Mike from Buffalo has dropped off.
I'm still here.
You're still there? Great.
Yes, I'm still here.
Would you like to say a few words, Mike?
I've said just about enough, but I'll try. Only because
Okay. You're
right. This is the aspect of it that is the most provable. You can collect the most evidence. Right?
Yes.
Once you start having
objective evidence and recordings, audio and video, these people doing these same repetitious things, whatever they are, and have evidence of vandalism and whatever else, hopefully your local police department will be able to help you, because crimes are still crimes.
Exactly.
A crime is a crime.
Right. They're not, and it doesn't matter what they might think about it or try to get you to disbelieve about what's happening, because they try to do that all the time. But they have to follow through, otherwise you have to file a complaint against them.
Right, yes. Then they're in violation of the color of law. And,
right.
We can approach this many different ways. It is a hate crime, because
yes,
what
is
happening to us is very hateful. And
yes.
U.S. Code, it's 18 U.S. Code Section 249 about hate. Hate Crime Act, there's a 7-year statute of limitations.
Right.
And it's state to state.
Right.
The slander, the defamation, the libel, if they're printing something about us, that varies from state to state. It could be a 1-year, it could be a 3-year, it could be a 4-year statute of limitations, but...
Right.
When it's coupled within a hate crime, and it is prosecutable, you know, under many headings. Robbery is a robbery.
Right.
Breaking
absolutely.
And entering is breaking and entering. Vandalism, trespassing. Right. In order for somebody to get onto my property, they have to first trespass.
Right. And stalking is against the law. Stalking is a crime.
Stalking is a felony.
Right.
And you know, we still have
or more than one. Yes.
Yes, and we still have laws called peeping Tom laws.
Yeah.
You know, because back in the day, you know, if somebody was looking in your window, they were like a peeping Tom or peeping, Jane or Jane or whatever.
Right.
But now everybody's peeping at us through phones and computer screens. So this, you know, the cyber stalking, the cyber torture.
Right.
You know, it's the UN is now calling it. They're tracking us through our phones. They're tracking us through devices.
It's not that hard to do. Right. Right, but here's a question I have, well, a kind of a question for people to think about when they have the time. A lot of us who are older have had this going on before the internet and before cell phones and 3G, 4G, any of this. So it's all been around a lot longer than we have, and it's been just been made a lot easier and a lot more available because of technology. You know, when you started having phones that you could put in your pocket that took little took photos and videos that you could send around the world in 15 seconds or less, that's when it really exploded.
Compounding
the problem.
I feel like what is happening to us today, it's like a modern day, Adolf Hitler. You know, but back then, mm-hmm. I mean, that was kindergarten compared to what we're experiencing now. Because what we're experiencing is covert, it's silent. We have, you know, like the president said, you know, we've got these silent enemies, but they are all around us. We can't see them. They use cloaking devices.
That's right. That's right. And you know, for just before I go, I don't want to take any more of your time because it's a good call. I go for a walk late at night sometimes, overnight, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning because of the stay-at-home order and New York pause and everything here. I went last night with Sophie from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the morning, and you know that when I got back to my apartment complex, there's a little parking lot across the way where 3 or 4 different cars were pulling in and turning around and gathering and zooming out and turning around and doing all this nonsense.
Yeah.
And, you know, I caught that. But that's so common, and there's no reason for those people to be doing that there in the middle of them. There's nothing
At that time of the morning.
Right. Exactly. Well, right, and it's near these. There's some tennis courts right there. Everything is closed at that time of the morning, right? Exactly.
Yes, and you're in New York, you know.
Well,
I'm
at the other end of the. Yeah, that's true.
and it happens here too.
That's right.
I was leading up to this court.
Right. The playbook is the same pretty much the whole country over. Once you realize that, it can help you take the personalization that they want to instill on you, that it's all about you. No, it's not. It's not all about you, necessarily. It's not all the whole world isn't focused on you. They are.
No.
They are focused on you for whatever reason. But
they're focused on me. I mean, we're celebrities. Hey, you know. If we weren't so wonderful,
did something
would
else,
they be
I wouldn't mind it. Right. Right. But I just wanted to say hello and just add a couple cents to your
thank you.
Dollar pot or whatever else, and to say hello to both of you or whoever else is there.
Yeah, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Sure, and we'll talk to you both again soon.
Yes,
okay.
Sir, we certainly will.
Thanks for letting me on, Frank. We'll talk to you soon, and I'm going to go. Sophie's out there barking, of course, you know.
Okay.
All right, and I'll talk to you later. Bye now.
God bless. Okay, we have Andy from Texas. Lorraine.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, how are you? No, this targeting thing, I got a little question for you, but I want to say, you know, I do listen to a lot of headphones and stuff when I'm listening to music and whatnot, as Bluetooth and whatnot. So I get that this might be just coincidental, but oftentimes when I don't have my headphones on, I'll actually hear a song or somebody speaking in my ear. Does that have anything to do with being targeted, or is that just kind of subliminal?
Well, you know, that would be V2K, where they're talking to you, and you're not listening to anything else. You're not listening to music.
Exactly.
So, you know, they're speaking to you. It could be music. It could be a conversation. It could be a sound. Sometimes, you know, I know I don't get that, but they give me a lot of perfume. I'll be walking around outside, and suddenly there's a wave of disgusting perfume. So there's
Time out. I might have the same thing going on. I didn't even realize it.
Oh, the aerosol. Yeah, it's poison.
You will definitely realize it. I think that you are in the early stages, possibly, of this phenomenon.
And my big question, though, is how is 5G going to, when they flip that switch, how's that going to interfere with targeted people? Is it going to amplify it? Are they going to change it? Because now they can target everybody with 5G.
Well,
this
may kill the targeting altogether.
That's what I'm talking about. That's where I was going with. Because, I mean, now everybody's targeted, and those people that are already targeted, that's going to multiply the magnetic waves, the microwaves, and all this other stuff that they're shooting out at us. But, I mean, with this 5G and stuff, just to go off the little handle here, they keep talking about this second wave and whatnot that's going to happen from this coronavirus. And notice how they're pushing it seriously hard and there's nothing there. But they're going to throw 5G on, I think, shortly after, because there's a lot of evidence that that's what they've been doing while we've all been shut down, is they're putting this 5G up. And then you go back Well, think about this. Back when the Spanish flu happened, they had just turned on radio waves, and they had earlier on they had put in Morse code or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And all this stuff was happening, and when that happened, several people died at the same time. So it has a lot to do. And a lot of scientists have looked into the viability of each person's cells and whatnot. And these people have narrowed down the frequency to the point where it can interfere with your oxygen intake in your cells, and it can also make your cells dispel water and totally screw your entire system up. So because this is coming, and because we're shut down on a false situation, and then we know that 5G, based on, because it is a military weapon, they used it in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they've actually practiced, they've shown some videos of them practicing on people with it and how it. Anyway, the symptoms are the flu. Oh, my God, what are we going through? A flu pandemic, right?
Right.
So they got us all ready for the flu, and now they're saying there's a second wave coming. And if they get their stuff together, these people, look, notice how each state is changing the date when they're going to reopen. And that's because they're behind on what they're doing. This is my opinion. I do have some evidence for it, but it's my opinion based off the evidence. It's a hypothesis. I really think that they got us pretty much locked down so they can finish installing 5G. We got like over 3,000 5G things from, based on the video I saw, we got 3,500 and some odd 5G set up. And it's mostly in the big cities like New York, where all the coronavirus people are really are at right now, where we're having the biggest problem. L.A., New York, Seattle kind of fell off the charts, you know, but that's your two areas and stuff, Illinois or whatnot. They're putting this 5G up, and it has the same symptoms as COVID-19. So everybody needs to make their own deductive reasoning from that. You know what I'm saying? We're locked down, and they're actually throwing us in jail for wanting to take our kids to parks and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Or giving us fines, which is hilarious. But they're doing that to keep us in our house. So they're really, really pushing this down, and there's nobody in the hospitals and so on and so forth. So it's so obvious that this is a hoax. So there has to be something else going on. What's the hoax? And so 5G is going on in the background. So we really have to take a look at that. It's 5G.
Right.
And we know it's a military weapon.
5G was installed
in Wuhan, China, and exactly. It's been installed in Arizona. They're hiding it in the palm trees. I actually have 5G here in rural Kentucky, and I wrote to my internet provider about it because I could see it on my network as an option. It was called a 5G operator, 5G guest. So I wrote to yes, and then they said, oh, well, we removed it. Oh, you mean you removed it for me so that I cannot see the other networks anymore? But it is installed here because I could see it on my router. My router says 5G. And since I moved into my house, my hair has fallen out. My toes, my toenails have discolored and are sore. And this is another symptom that they're reporting on a mainstream news. They're showing bruised toes, and that is a symptom of Wi-Fi, radiation, radio frequency, microwave radiation symptom, hair loss, shortness of breath, toenails discoloring, hair falling out, eye fatigue, stomach pains. All of these symptoms are from 5G.
It would seem that 5G is like they're putting us all in a microwave and pushing 3 minutes and whatever, and then those who survive, survive. I have a feeling that a lot of people are going to die, and I don't want to be biblical because I'm not, but, I mean, in the Bible it states that many people will die at the surprise of what is happening to them. And that's big time.
A lot of people are not in the know. Unfortunately, targeted people, we're in the know. We deal with this every day, and it's extremely stressful, but we're educated and wiser. Most people are not awake. They're not aware. They're not educated about this. They don't even know that Wi-Fi, that keeping your cell phone next to your ear causes brain cancer. They allow their little two-year-olds to walk around with cell phones and tablets and then wonder why their kids are coming down with cancer and dying. Most people are not aware. We're fortunate that we are. But the people that are home now from work are extremely stressed out. And stress and fear depresses the immune system. We all need to be taking vitamin C, vitamin D, iodine, just don't live in fear. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
And apartment dwellers are probably the worst candidates for this because there's no place to go. You know, if you've been totally locked down, you're stuck in your apartment. I actually saw people with their legs and stuff hanging out their windows trying to get tans in apartment.
Yeah, I mean, I see that. I can understand that, especially if everybody's home in the apartment building, because generally, and I haven't lived in an apartment building in a long time, but I remember not everybody's home at the same time. You know, you've got, you know, Joe down the hall, and he works 9 to 5, and then the other person, she's a nurse, and she works the night shift. So nobody, you know, not everybody's home all the time. And then, you know, somebody's husband travels for a living. He's gone 2 weeks out of the month. But now everybody's home.
Exactly. Well, as for me, I really don't care because I'm at the point, I'm in my 50s. I've lived a pretty good life as a kid. Didn't think I'd make it past 40. So I do as I please. I walk to the store, no mask on. I don't do whatever they want. You know, if somebody stops me, including a cop, I'll just say, look, I signed the opt-out. I'm not in this little exercise you're doing. Okay, I'm opted out. I'm not here. So just go about your business. And you know, no matter how far that gets me, that's what I'm going to say. And
We have to go to commercial, people. We'll be back in a few minutes, and we can have some closing thoughts. Thank you so much for listening.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we have been discussing with Lorraine Valente, our distinguished guest, targeting, evidence of, and migrating from state to state. Does it really help you? No, it doesn't. And we're closing in on the end of the hour and would like to have some closing thoughts from Lorraine and whoever we have left on here. Go ahead, Lorraine.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much also. There's so many nuances to the targeting and moving. I wanted to move irregardless of the targeting. So I was going to move to Kentucky anyway. But right now, I'm not going to move. I'm going to be staying here. And I would highly recommend that unless somebody's lease is expired, stay where they are for a minimum of 2 years. Because within that two-year time, the local people that have been told lies about you, everything will be exposed. It'll be exposed for being false information, and you'll also be able to collect a lot of evidence in support of your targeting and the slander campaign against you.
Okay. Mike is gone, I think. Melissa, are you with us?
No, yes, I am.
Okay. Would you like to say goodnight?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, closing thoughts. We have less than a minute.
How do I stop them from using my mind to communicate through 24 hours a day?
You don't yet. We'll figure that out. Okay, Richard.
Okay, thanks, Frank.
Closing thoughts?
I just wanted to say that Mike is actually right. Having them close by you, setting yourself up as a guinea pig in your surroundings instead of running across the country is a way to get more documentations and more answers. So I would encourage everyone to try to do that. You might come up with some answers that are very beneficial to the whole community as well as yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Richard. Andy, you still with us? Closing thoughts?
Yeah, I'm still with you. I would just like to say to everybody, yeah, I'll be real quick. I just want to say to everybody, hey, you're all targeted now. As soon as 5G goes up, enjoy that. Don't take the vaccination. Stay away from anything Bill Gates has to offer you. And everybody, let's get a garden going and let's get stuff moving on. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Good night Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Thank you all.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.